the full circle of life. I think I'm actually going to get to play the Monster Stack in 1100 in Cherokee.
You're going to Cherokee.
Well, I'm going. I'll tell on the pod. But
we're on the pod.
Okay. Well, this will be funny content. But my old boss at ESPN Baton Rouge, who they're the LSU flagship, hit me up and basically godfathered me and made me an offer I couldn't refuse with free rooms at the Hyatt and all access SEC championship on Saturday. So, as the king of the South, I feel like I should be at the SEC championship in Atlanta.
You are an LSU fan.
I'm not an LSU fan. I just work for ESPN Baton Rouge. I don't understand how people can't figure this out. I mean, what is it, my fault I work for this damn company? But either way, I actually thought about wearing like a not an LSU fan t-shirt. I think that would be funny content.
Go Tigers.
That's ballsy. You're getting hooked up by LSU, and you want to walk in and be like, I hate LSU.
I'm not saying it's a joke. I mean,
but you also cheer for LSU.
I don't hate LSU at all. I mean, I hate them the week they play Ole Miss because it's a rivalry. I go hard against them every year when it's that, but...
Sorry for your loss, by the way, on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a tough loss Thursday, but Lane Kiffin coming back is such a big win that it eased the pain a lot. Because, Brandon Walker has to pay me $100 because Walker bet that he'd go to Auburn. And as long as Lane's at Ole Miss, I'm not.
What's going
to
happen when Brandon Walker stiffs you?
Oh, he'll pay. But Walker, for all his faults, is a pretty honorable guy.
What are his faults?
Just the living in the sea of negativity all the time.
This is a genuine question. Isn't the fact that Auburn doesn't want Lane Kiffin a bad thing?
It isn't that they don't want him. He said no. He was good. He thought about taking it. Lane's family, he decided to stay in Oxford. And Ole Miss has, the whole thing was there was a narrative that Ole Miss didn't have the money and resources to compete with Auburn. And then Ole Miss has over $10 million in NIL, and then they gave Lane $9 a year. So it's a false narrative.
Is he a good coach?
Hell yeah, he's a good coach. Everybody's like dogging on me a picture. You go 18-6 the last 2 years at Ole Miss. I mean, Ole Miss is a hard place to win.
It must be nice to just be born on third base to the one of the greatest defensive coordinators to ever live, and his dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
He was the Oakland Raiders coach when he was 25.
Yeah.
And then just, like, given the USC job.
Yeah, at Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah, he was given the USC job.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Tennessee, USC, yeah. No, I mean...
So I'm not denying that he's figured it out somewhat, but Jesus Christ.
No, that may all be true, but, we're also in the business of getting clicks, and Lane moves the needle. I mean, we got 130,000 views for the Egg Bowl stream on Thanksgiving night. I mean, that's pretty, for Mississippi schools in a non-super relevant national game, I definitely got a lot of eggs still in my brain and soul, by the way. Brandon got me back pretty good, but like I said, I'm still happy, Lane's.
What I think we're going to do is two episodes this week, two 30-ish minute episodes. Let's see how that goes. I kind of like the idea of, instead of, one 50 to 60 minute episode, two 30 minute episodes. That could be good. And today's episode is fantastic. Just fun with the boys, brought to you by our friends at Whistle Pig Whiskey. You know that there's Smitty and paintball guns. You know there's Ben Mintz and going out to fancy dinners. And now we have the next legendary duo, which is Whistle Pig's Piggyback 100% Rye and the Piggyback 100 Proof Bourbon. You hear me talk about it every day, week after week. And we love Whistle Pig because they support us and we support them because the 100 Proof Bourbon stands taller and bolder than the pack. And no other bourbon and rye duo on the market offers this big of an age, proof, and a mash for a full send-on flavor. I have now been a converted whiskey drinker. Also, Whistle Pig is what Hank drinks in Breaking Bad. Don't forget that. Breaking Bad and Whistle Pig were like a decade ahead of the trend, and now Whistle Pig is the number one whiskey out there for me and on my favorite show, so it makes me feel extra cool. If you want to grab a bottle of your own 100% rye or 100 proof bourbon, which is 100% of the good stuff, go to shop.whistlepigwhiskey.com. Or go to a local retailer. You might see the KFC radio bottle. You might see the Bussin' with the Boys bottle. You might see a bottle that you didn't even know existed. Who knows? You can make the maple old fashioned. You can make the maple bourbon sour. The world is your oyster as long as you have Whistle Pig whiskey in your oyster with you. Again, go to shop.whistlepigwhiskey.com or a local retailer. Enjoy our show.
And let's see. The Eagles are good.
Yeah, the Eagles are good. So we're 10-1. So are the Commanders. So are the Cowboys.
We're not 10-1 good. We're not Jalen Hurts good.
No, but you beat the undefeated Eagles at the time.
Sure.
And Lincoln Financial Field. Look, I mean, they have a really tough test this week against the Titans at home.
Because they can run the ball and you guys can't stop the run.
Fact. And they're a good team. They're 7-3 and they're dogs. So we'll kind of see where they stand, unless the Eagles fall to the Cowboys Christmas Eve. Like, there might not be another chance for them to lose on the schedule. So we'll see. I mean, you need the number one overall seed, which they have right now. They're two games ahead of the Vikings and the Cowboys. And
is Dave going to take you to the Super Bowl?
Let me be honest about that.
What?
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I saw the Super Bowl. I was there. Yeah. It was great. I mean,
I know what you mean. I had that same thing when the Saints won it, and I saw it. It's like, if you see it once,
yeah,
you're like at peace as a sports fan, and it's kind of like a free roll the rest of your life from there.
If I'm asked to go for content, great. If I'm not, I'm not gonna throw a holy war like I did.
Yeah.
In 2017, when that was just outrageous. Like,
I know I'll be there because of the Super Bowl halftime last year. Dave said on the rundown that I'm responsible for the Super Bowl halftime Barstool show
on the stream.
Yeah.
Now, that's also something you can film ahead of time.
Yeah, no, he was saying I get to go, though. He wants it live. I would guess this
year. Damn, what a life. Man.
I know. I know. I love it because now I'm like part of the Barstool Super Bowl. And then I would guess this year, with it being in Glendale, the Barstool Bar in Scottsdale.
It's a good one to go to, actually.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis.
Should Barstool Nate sign up for Rough and Rowdy so he gets to go to a Super Bowl? Because I think that's the only way I'm ever going to get to go.
Now, you'll go if the Commanders are there.
We'll never go.
Well, that's true.
We'll
that's also true. I don't know. Heineke's got some magic.
Dude, he still completes 55% of his passes. he's
I love seeing you all pumped, though.
Dude, like, it's so fun.
Exactly. I love seeing it, Nate. Like, you are like enjoying it so much on Twitter, and it like makes me happy to see it.
I mean, the Falcons gave you that one. I mean, all they had to do was run the ball three times and waste some time, and they
We're not like a good team. We beat the Texans. We beat a bad Falcons team by 6 at home when, you know, Mariota is just, he's bad. He's real bad. He doesn't have weapons. They should just be running the ball 30.
They had a good running game, though.
They should have.
They ran down our throats.
It's inexcusable why they didn't run the ball 3 straight times there to waste the clock.
I was wondering if we were supposed to let them walk in.
Yeah. No,
like, I was trying to figure it out. And then worst play call I've seen in a very long time. But besides that Eagles win, you know, we beat the Bears. I don't know. We lost to the Vikings. We beat the Colts 17-16. We beat the Packers 23-21. It's been kind of weird, close games, but
there's an energy there with Heineke, though. Yeah. Like, the win, it's just the team likes Heineke so much more than Wentz, and it's just a real thing. You can feel it when you watch him. It's fun. And hey, Chase Young's back this week too, so that ain't gonna hurt.
He was supposed to play yesterday, but it was pouring rain. They're like, let's just not even bother.
Yeah.
On FedEx Fields turf, where people go to
die. I thought the atmosphere. I had that game on volume, the sound on, watching yesterday, and dude, people were hyped in that rain. I mean, the atmosphere was good. I remember what the atmosphere was like early this year at those games.
Yeah.
People are feeling it.
No, I agree.
I need a bankroll.
I do, too.
I need a bankroll, too.
any listener out there who wants to give pity on good old Smitty or Nate.
Pity on old Smitty. That's a T-shirt right there.
That is a T-shirt.
Oh, speaking of T-shirts, we have new T-shirts. Barstool Poker logo. It's like, the
no hyperbole. No,
hyperbole?
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
No hyperbole. It's legitimately one of the best shirts Barstool's ever
put. Yeah, and the hoodie is perfect for the poker table.
We sold 6 times more hoodies than we did the T-shirts. People love hoodies.
It's awesome.
Yeah, poker too.
Yeah, it's clean. It's like the, how do you even explain it? It's the King of Hearts.
It's the king.
But it's the pirate dog.
Yeah, as a pirate dog of Barstool with the sword.
Yeah.
And it's no awesome. Words. And great colors.
Great color.
You got the powder blue.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for at the poker table or just like out.
I'm just looking forward to wearing it. I'll be rocking the pirate dog, the hoodie, and the all.
What size are you at right now?
Well, if you'd asked me before Thanksgiving, I was feeling XL, but after my last 4 days, I feel like I gained 8 or 10 pounds. It was not good.
Yeah,
just ate bad, didn't exercise. I did get up and run today, but we got a shit's unacceptable.
I had a bad Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today is Monday. We're recording on Monday. We usually record on Tuesdays, but USA game is during our recording time. I've probably taken 30 steps total, like in the last week. It's just, I did zero exercise. All I did was stuff my fat face, and now I'm disgusting again.
I feel the same. Like, I ran 5 miles on Wednesday night.
Sheesh.
No, I was like, I'm going to earn my Thanksgiving. This is good.
That's good.
And then I just Thursday through Sunday, no movement, none. Ate like crap for 4 days. I woke up today, I felt terrible. I ran today, but...
I got hammered on Thanksgiving.
Did Wonderful. You?
That's yeah, the only day I didn't drink, ironically.
The wife was the DD, and it was good. We got the in-laws. I was able to get a couple of good conversation starters in. The kid, 19 months old, is watching just nursery rhymes on the TV, and they were singing vegetables. Just if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And I brought up that, you know, one of these days these vegetables are gonna have more rights than people with binary
oh here we go
issues. And yeah, that caused quite a stir.
That was the little unrest at the Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was one. And then there was one member who actually was getting upset about if non-binary individuals are allowed to have rights, then yeah, fuck it. They these characters can have rights, and I'm just laughing, saying it's a singing
vegetable,
singing broccoli.
Because you're drinking that Whistle Pig whiskey,
big time.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Let's see.
I do think I'm making Cherokee like the never ending cycle. I know Jake's going too.
Jake's going. You backed out.
What's up?
I thought you backed out.
I did until the ESPN Baton Rouge thing came through. But now I'm trying to fly Wednesday, hop in the 400 Monster Stack, and then the 1100 Thursday. I don't think I'm going to be able to play the main, though, because of the SEC championship.
Yeah. Evan wants to know if you're going to be in Biloxi in January for the $1 million heater main.
I'm playing like all of it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm fired up. It's January. They hadn't had the Biloxi. So the Beau Rivage Biloxi is a big part of – I used to play there all the time. I won a $500 tournament for like $32,000 at the beginning of 2011 there. Or actually, I chopped it, but regardless, but that was a big. I used to love doing the bow thing. Well, the bow Biloxi hadn't had the big January tournament in like 4 or 5 years, and they're bringing it back. It's a $1,200, $500K guaranteed main, and they have a $400 reentry. That's a $750K reentry.
Sheesh.
Monster to start it. I'm planning on trying to play most of it, man. Like I said, I'm being real serious about the poker thing.
I wonder what I could get for what I pay in rent in New York City in Biloxi.
Oh,
what do you think I could get?
Something pretty damn nice. Good coast there too. Biloxi's underrated. Good
is
vibe.
Is it a beach town?
It's not like super nice beaches. It is on the coast and it does have beaches, but it's not like the greatest ones. But it's fun, man. It's good seafood, good vibes. I always like playing poker at that Bow and Biloxi.
Nice. Smitty just asked me before we're recording if I'm going to go to Vegas for this. What is it? The Run Good Poker Go
Pro-Am. Yeah, I got hit up about that too.
What are you thinking, Mincy?
I just think that I'm going to – I don't think I can swing a big Vegas trip right now.
Me neither.
Like, I'd like to do it. I'm going to go play this I'm going to do the Cherokee a couple days, and then I'm going to go play, like, the Gulf Coast Poker Holiday Classic in Louisiana, which is not near as big, but – it's kind of by my family and stuff for the holidays, and so I can like swing that and not. Shreveport's going to cost me 1/20th of what Vegas will cost.
48 players consisting of tournament qualifiers, celebrities. Oh, that's what you are, Mincy. Media personalities and industry leaders. I think that's what I am, an industry leader. See, Norman Chad quit Twitter because Joey threatened to punch him in the ribs. Did you see this? Did you see
tell
this?
Me more.
You didn't see this? Joey,
wait a second. Joey's...
So, you know when Joey was doing all the Jack 4 off? He was doing the streams every day for 10 hours a day.
Well, Joey was on one.
A week, yeah. Norman Chad, who, you know, he's a troll. Like he's a troll boy at this point. He just chirps everybody, and if you say anything back, he cries. I guess he was going at Joey on Twitter when this whole thing was happening, and Joey was like, what the fuck does Norman, like, shut up, Norman Chad. And he goes, if I see Norman Chad, I'm going to give him, like, a pow-pow right in the ribs. He goes, I'm not going to break his rib, but I'm going to, like, get him where it hurts. He said something to that effect. And so then Norman...
Well, you can say that now. It's Elon Musk's Twitter.
Norman Chad quit Twitter and claimed it's because he was being threatened with violence.
Mm.
Like, who really thinks Joey Ingram's going to walk up to Norman Chad and punch him? Like, first of all, that's assault. Second of all, like, Joey's gonna punch some 70-year-old man in the ribs. It's just, it's so unfathomable. So Norman Chad took his ball and went home.
Yeah. And I don't know how Twitter's gonna make it without Norman Chad.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, it's a big loss.
The valuation definitely went down.
I haven't been punched that hard randomly since I got my second divorce.
Just say the same joke for the last 30 years, you fucking idiot loser.
Did you see Doyle trolling Phil Hellmuth?
Hellmuth is terrible at sports betting, huh? It's 2-8 this year.
Hey, I admire him.
3-8 now.
The Commanders 3-8 now. I admire him for at least like putting that record out there. That's not easy to do. He could easily just like keep firing picks or like keep it private. But
Mincy, you up on the year?
On the year? No, I'm down like, not bad though. It's like 20 units on the year.
Okay.
No,
for
like
a full year, that's pretty good.
No, last year I lost like 100 and something.
Right, I remember that.
But the one thing about this year, it overall wouldn't be great, but I went on that huge heater during the NCAA tournament and I won like 50 units during that. So that's kind of window dressing the pig. But I actually have had a pretty good football season. I feel like I've redeemed my name after last year. I just fell off the cliff.
Smitty, you up?
I need a bankroll. That's where we're at.
One more thing about the Run Good. They have a $1 million guarantee tournament at Thunder Valley Resort. I told Tana that I would plug it. So here's your plug, Tana. If you live in California, Thunder Valley Resort, Saturday, December 3rd is day 1A. Sunday, December 4th is day 1B. It's a $2,500 main event, $1 million guaranteed. Day 2 is Monday the 5th, and the final table is Tuesday, December 6th. They're running a whole big series out at Thunder Valley. There's a
way bigger buy-ins for
$600, 100K, $255, 55 guaranteed, and a $1,000, 250K guaranteed, which is actually just finished. So you can't get in that one.
Do you know how many people played it?
I did not, but probably a good amount.
But I mean, just like we'll talk to Tana about it, but just where Run Good started to be having this kind of big of buy-ins, and like they've also blown up where it was like a Midwest thing and kind of in the South, and now they're having them all over Cali and Florida and Ohio, and you know, it's just grown, and it's cool to see. Tana's a good dude. They used to have one at Horseshoe Bossier City in Louisiana, and my radio show would do stuff with Tana for it, and I had a lot of fun with that back in the day. It's cool to see it's doing well.
Borgata's coming up soon, right?
Borgata's soon. Yeah, Borgata's super back. I mean, it's a good time.
When is have they had that first one yet?
They did the first one. That was that last week, like last weekend.
Okay.
One. And then
the big one's early January.
Yep. The return, $5,300, 3 mil guaranteed at Borgata.
Damn, that's a big one.
It's huge.
Are there satellites on New Jersey to get in it online?
I'm sure. Not on.
I haven't seen them online yet.
Oh, okay.
Usually they'll be running in PA too.
Yeah.
For stuff like that, I haven't seen them.
I'm sure, yeah.
Mincy, we've always talked about how much we love our friends at 3Chi. I cannot say enough good things about them. I know you use them all the time with all your crisscrossing of the country on all your planes and jets and fancy dinners out at Tal. And I know when you're on those planes, you're taking 3Chi Delta 9O. The 3Chi Delta 9O products deliver a similar yet smoother, stronger, and longer-lasting euphoria compared to traditional marijuana products. It's high quality and federally legal, hemp-derived, and it raises the bar for what you should expect from a cannabis product in both effects and experience. I've been using it, and I cannot recommend it enough. You know, I've gone from the Delta 8 to the Delta 9, now to the Delta 9O. Each gets better, smoother, better high, and I don't have to light it up. I just take the Eddies, and they're fantastic. To get your exclusive 10% discount on all 3Chi premium products, go to 3Chi.com. Say it with me. That's the number 3Chi.com, and use promo code Barstool10 to get 10% off your order today. You must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use it responsibly. I use it responsibly every night. Cannot recommend 3Chi enough. Great sponsors, great people over at 3Chi. 3Chi.com. Promo code Barstool10. You get 10% off your order. Go to it now. Cannot recommend it more.
Here's a good question. If you can go back in time and play poker in any era, where are you going?
I'm going to the Jamie Gold main event year and absolutely crushing the entire World Series schedule and beyond and cash games.
I know. I'm going.
I think you're wrong.
I'm going back. The era I'm going to go back.
You don't think that was the fishiest poker's ever been?
Biggest fields, though.
Well, I was going to say, similar on the fields thing, I remember when online was in its absolute like peak heyday, which was, I guess, was like 07 to 10 before Black Friday. And the thing I would do differently was I was playing like 2 or 3 days a week, and I would have realized that nothing lasts forever and played like 6 or 7.
That I was going to say, I'd go back to the Moneymaker, like 03, 04 online, where you could just play sit and goes and nobody three bet. Like, three bets were only aces. And you, like, I remember, like, Andrew Roble, he showed that he had some ridiculous, like, 70% ROI in all of sit and goes, like, for multiple years, and he just made millions. And then, you know, switched. True. Like, nobody knew how to play. I mean, people are so much better now compared to then. I think that would be the only time I'd be profitable. It'd just be.
Or you go back to the days of Armadillo Slim.
Right.
And win that. Millions, but you also be buried in the desert.
Yeah, but that's a tough.
You three bet with 6-4 offsuit?
Yeah.
Like, people, that's sorcery.
People didn't. Yeah. But that was through the early online days, too. It was, I'd say up until like 2010. 2011, like I would say those early online days were probably the most profitable time for anybody who had a half of a clue. You didn't have to be good; you had to have half of a clue. I think that's the only time I would succeed.
I like was
you
it?
Did? Yeah, you did.
No, not to the extent where it was consistent. And that was also later. That was closer to 2010, like in 2003, 2005, when I was first started.
That's
playing.
When I want to play.
Yeah,
those are the times I want to play. Yeah. I want to be, if I had my skill set, which is still very bad, that I've now in 2004, I think I'd be rich.
I mean, just stealing blinds, like in sit and goes when there's three people left in top two plays.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you can just go all in and people aren't calling unless they have ace, king, or higher.
I remember the first time I learned about, like, shove fold. I was like, it blew my mind. It's like, oof. Like, what? You can do what?
Yeah.
People fold? Like, yeah, it's crazy. Mincy, what was yours?
I was saying that the era would be that online heyday just because how big the prize pools and stuff were. Yeah. And I just took it, and I was, you know, as I've said several times on here, I was a young, stupid kid like so many. And, you know, I was looking at poker at that point as a way to fund my extravagant lifestyle as opposed to as opposed to saying, hey, I could really try to build up a few hundred K. And
you can play Sunday majors, like have a $1,000 bankroll on every Sunday and have a chance to walk away with six figures, like actually legitimately.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's why Jake has all the condos now.
Yeah.
Also, he's just so much better than everybody.
Crypto.
Rest in peace, crypto.
Rest in peace, NFT. Jesus Christ.
NFT's getting killed, too.
Well, you see Jake Paul's NFT. He bought it for like $38,000 like 2 years ago, and then now it's down to $10.
Yeah, Bieber had one like
that,
$10. Too.
Something like that.
Just that NFT war.
Bieber bought an NFT for, so Bieber bought an NFT for $1.29 million, and it's now worth $68,000.
Jeez,
it's one of the Bored Apes. I mean, those were all the rage for a couple months.
Yeah,
I own two NFTs. Not. I don't think they're worth anything. I think I've. Let's see how much they're worth. Oof, nothing.
The recession's hitting everything, boys.
All right, I still have my Ben Simmons Top Shot cards.
I got out of Top Shot at the top.
Good.
It is the only investing I've ever done correctly in my entire life.
Did it fall too, Top Shot?
You didn't buy Shake Shack?
Did everything die?
You didn't buy Shake Shack?
I did not. I put way too much money into very risky stocks. I mean, I can pull it up right now. The percentages I'm down on a bunch of very risky stocks that I bought is cartoonish. I'm pulling it up. You're going to be like, that's impossible. Remind me later. Oh my god, I'm scared to look. I stopped opening my like Merrill Lynch account because I hate looking at it.
Oh, it does cause anxiety.
Let's see. I'm down 93.96%, 93.7%, 93.29%, 88.32%, 85.58%, 84.71%, 77.84%. It keeps going. 76, 62, 65, 54, 41, 36, 34. So on and so forth.
Are you positive in any?
I am up 175% on Scorpio Tankers. It is a their tankers that hold gasoline or whatever. Okay. That's up 170.
People always need that gasoline.
Yeah, that's Armageddon shit right there.
I'm up 100. Yep, I'm up 175% on that. I'm up 87% on Apple, and 13% on Shell, 11% on Microsoft, and 10% on Revolve, which is like that girl's clothing.
Trust,
brand.
I know exactly what the fuck Revolve is.
Dude, I
see credit card statements for Revolve all the time, and I get yelled at for buying Chipotle.
I might have to double down on Revolve. I have a lot of Revolve. Yeah. I might have to double down on it right now. But no, I put like way too much money into all those that are down 90%. Like way too much money. Like we're talking
damn,
way too much money. So I'm down 18% all time in my stocks.
That's not that bad compared to how that started.
Considering I'm up 175% on one of them.
Yeah.
it's a little skewed. At one point, I was up like 40%. Facebook was through the moon. Everything was up. Shopify, I got in what I thought. Shopify at one point was like 500 a share. Now it's at 30. I think it's split, but still. I was in Shopify early, and I'm still down 30% on that.
People say the stock market's not gambling.
It's historically, it only goes up over the course of 10 years. Like, it's never gone down over the course of a decade. Probably even like 5 years, I'd be stunned. But no, if you pick the wrong stocks like me, you're, well.
Hey, Penn National Gaming to the moon.
Penn, we're doing all right on Penn.
Are we?
Yeah, like 34, right now, like 34?
35. 34, yeah.
Okay.
Take it. So the only advice I can
like
get,
30 or 31.
I mean, Open Door is basically bankrupt, huh? Whatever. One more poker question.
Who is going to bankroll us? If you buy $300 of Barstool Sports merchandise, including a Pirate King dog, I will allow you to bankroll me.
That's a hell of a deal.
Well, I mean, best deal of Black Friday. Yes.
I think after New Year's, we'll start having on some guests again who can teach us how to get good at poker again leading up to the main event.
Yeah.
We're going to have 6 months.
We're going to need Faraz to send over a couple more videos.
One of my favorite people, Faraz is good. One of my favorite people, I think it was before we did this iteration, his name's Jordan Drummond, BBZ Poker. And he's unbelievable at poker, and he's pretty under the radar because he built his training site BBZ Poker instead of playing full time, and he coaches full time. But he's like one of the best brains in poker, and I really liked when we had him on. He was working at a 7-Eleven, and he was just like,
"Good for him."
He was like, "I think in Canada," and he's like, "I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm gonna go get good at poker." So he just did, and I always think that, like, if I really put my head down and studied and grind, could I get good at poker? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I just don't have it.
It's tough because I said it at one point with stand-up. Like, if I can just grind and devote myself to this craft, like, do I have it? Can I make it? And it was a hard no. So I think there are just people out there that are wired a certain way. For that, poker, I think, is a little bit more objective mm-hmm. with things that are right and wrong and a lot more, like, discipline, and I think it's possible for you.
I think it's definitely possible to be a winner, but there's also just people who are innately born with the skills that probably don't have. But I do think my live game is better than my online game. Also, like, my only online last few years is ACR, which is
disgusting.
Yeah. It's tough, but
yeah. Oh, can we talk about the ACR hand misdeal?
This is the second time.
How does that happen?
This is the second time I've seen that. It just seems like they code just for fun misdeals into the software.
What?
It's just that there's no. If you can explain it differently, it's just like someone's writing code. And
why would you even call it a misdeal? Like, why?
To make it have that realistic.
It just. It just sounds so corrupt.
That's the thing. I think my thinking is they put it in almost as a joke. Be like, well, there's misdeals in live poker. Let's have misdeals in online poker.
Yeah.
But it makes your software look shitty, and it would just make me mad. I don't know. I get it if that's what their thoughts was.
Well, what's the correlation with like PokerStars? PokerStars just puts everything on pause, right?
No,
if a tournament goes to shit, they just
But I think ACR, there's nothing wrong with that tournament. They just wanted to code in a misdeal, like that would be funny.
Oh, like do it on purpose?
Yeah. I don't think there's actually anything wrong with the hand. I think they just like wrote code that says Mistyle hand.
What fucking losers.
Yeah. Whole site's corrupt, dude. It's a corrupt ass site. It's not a good site.
I'm surprised they didn't do that after a pot.
Make like, people give back. Yeah, yeah, it'll be chaos. It'll be absolute chaos. It'll be absolute chaos.
Yeah, I'm going to dinner with some Penn VIPs at Tao.
Is that tonight?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, well, it's like, what?
What's the issue?
How do I? So, Sabrina hit me up, just said, hey, go to VIP dinner with Tao. And I said,
you're going to Chicago?
I know. Sabrina asked me and Roan to go. Roan's like, oh, I'm in the Bahamas. I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, it's Cyber Monday. Dave usually wants us here because it's like.
Wait, are you missing the telethon for this?
Yeah, but I mean, I got to ask.
No, I understand.
I got to ask my pin, though.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not in the telethon. Like, I know Dave. Well, who knows Dave? But I Dave doesn't get mad when you get asked to do stuff by pin.
You're not doing anything wrong. It's just funny that Smitty turned it down.
Just, yeah, but I mean, I didn't get asked.
It's not your fault. Ben. No, it's like
that's funny. Smitty thought he was doing the right noble barstool by the book thing by turning it down.
turn down. Best meal of the year, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Free drinks at Tao.
Well, I need to talk to the pin. You know, I need to have a chat about this pin stuff.
Who's the crew going to that?
I have no idea.
Who you're gonna wear?
It's probably just him.
I'm not gonna wear this. I got a button down jeans and I'm shaving here in a minute. But that's
you don't have to shave.
I feel like
who else would have said yes to that? That invite, knowing that Cyber Monday was tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, y'all. So you?
No, it's just people are scared and you're not.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think you're doing anything wrong. It's not, I probably would ask Dave. It's what I probably would have done.
Before we go, we have to talk about our friends at Newtopia. That's Nootopia. Newtopia, what is it? It is a formula that is customized based on your strengths, weaknesses, and goals to get you exactly what you need. You take the formula at the right time to help you focus intensely, block out distractions, reduce stress and anxiety, enhance your creativity, boost your memory, and a whole lot more. You'll be amazed by how quickly these bio-optimizers work. Could be within 15 to 30 minutes, you'll be able to feel and notice the mental effects. And here's the best part, Ben Mintz. These formulas come with a full one-year guarantee, so there's zero risk for you to try them yourself. If you go to newtopia.com/aces and use code ACES, you get 10% off any order. Again, that's newtopia.com/aces. Use code ACES and get 10% off any order. I have not used it yet. People who have used it say that they sit at the poker table and they feel the effects. They feel focused. They feel ready to go. Bio-optimizers work. Within 15 to 30 minutes, you'll be able to feel the mental effects. So again, newtopia.com/aces. Use code ACES, 10% off.
I had a funny moment with Dave. People started laughing in the room of the stream the other day. But Dave like makes such a big deal about supporting Black Friday, you know?
It's a very big deal.
But Dave said, if you have something you want me or Big Cat to retweet, don't be afraid to ask us.
Uh-huh.
So after Michigan beat Ohio State, and Dave was in a great mood, and we were all just kind of sitting there. We have like an IG bags, amazing, you know, Michigan color. It's going to be a great Saturday shirt. And I was like, Dave, do you mind retweeting the shirt? Because we did Michigan colors for you. And he looked at me, he goes, of course. I was like, thanks, Dave. He goes, no, thank you, Mincy. Because he wanted the Black Friday thing.
You made a Michigan shirt?
Well, it's going to be a great Saturday shirt, and we had like three different colors, but we had a Michigan.
Yeah, I think that stipulation was if anybody wanted to ask me to retweet anything, I'll gladly do it, except for Smitty.
That you should ask.
But I mean, I knew he was in a good mood after the Michigan win, too, so I was catching him. Dave seems like he's been in a good spirits the last couple of days. The Michigan thing, I think, is part of it. I think he misses being around the boys. Seems like he's in a good mood. Seems like he's been in a good mood the last couple of days.
It's all right. Get shot at with paintballs for free 5 years ago, and now you get shot at with soccer balls if you're cool enough for $1,000.
Get out of here. You want to be a part of that? Go ask. We'll let you do it.
I want to get $1,000 so I could put it towards poker. Yes. That would be nice.
All right. That's the show.